This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic. We're going to be changing up in just a couple of moments here, I hope. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Matter of fact, friends, right now you have us rating, going online, checking us out, listening to our listenership. You have us as the number one radio show out of 89 radio stations across the country and do 94 different outlets. We appreciate that. Just got a phone call from senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, and he wanted to raise some objections concerning what's going on as well. And he said, Bradley, Tim, are you there?
Hello?
Tim, you there? Yep, Tim.
I'm here.
And Tim said to Bradley, what are your objections? You said, Bradley, you're getting a little worked up. Yes, I am. You know, I got off the radio, Tim, and I said to my son, why am I the only one that seems to be angry about what's going on? I got off the phone or off the radio for a moment, and then I got off the phone, and then I said to him, I said, you know, I just want to make sure you guys are okay when I'm out of here. I want to make sure that you have a future and you have a hope. I mean, that coincides with what our forefathers said. They said, if there be any trouble, let it come in my time. And then I get a phone call from you, Tim, and you had brought to my attention some of your thoughts. What are they?
Yeah, I was doing this article on one of the kids, Connor Dietrich, who said, you know, there's this, not just a fire drill, but there's the shooting drills. And this is something that is showing up a lot nowadays with these mass shootings. I think there was a drill that went on in San Bernardino. I think there was a drill that had gone on. Actually, I think there was some kind of a drill that went on with Sandy Hook and some other things like that that just coincide right there. And he said, you know, it wasn't just him. There was several people that we have the interviews of who say, yeah, they told us that police were going to be there and they were going to be shooting blanks. And it was to scare us so that we would react. Well, the first thing, I mean, just you want to talk about something to get worked up over, I want to ask parents out there, what are you thinking sending your kids to be illegally indoctrinated in these places instead of you teaching them as the Lord commands you in Deuteronomy 6? Why are you doing that and submitting your kids to these Pavlov-type, you know, scare tactics instead of being brave, you know, and teaching them to be brave? You're teaching them to run. Now, I'm not saying don't be smart about what you do, but this is sort of what they're being taught. They're being taught to be scared. They're taught to be, you know, submit and do all this stuff. But then the other thing is, if police were actually conducting a shooting drill, why didn't they have this guy the moment he started shooting?
Exactly.
I mean, they're there, right?
Yeah. You know, let me interject that into that thought right there. It's interesting that we're supposed to believe that Nicholas Cruz, a kid that was expelled from, I think, two or three different schools, I believe it was three, he just happens to show up out of nowhere during the third drill. How did he know? And of course, exactly, equating that to what you're saying right now. If those cops were inside there doing the drill, why didn't they take him out? Exactly. Tim, call it what you will, this has false flags all over the place throughout the beginning and to the end of the narrative.
It does, and let me say this, because this is part of the problem. I had a lady who's been contributing over at the other site that I work on, and she's been doing a great job. But, you know, even she got caught up in the emotion, and she said, well, the response is like, Trump wanting to ban bump stocks and then now call for the age to get a rifle, you know, 21. And she says, well, these are reasonable, and even the NRA backs it. Folks, look, the NRA has compromised your rights throughout its history. I mean, they have. I've got the documentation for it. They've compromised your rights. Like what you said, there should be no debate when it comes to the issue of arms. There is none. There can be no compromise, just like there shouldn't be any compromise on the freedom of the press, the freedom of speech, or any of these other things. And so when you get into that and the people start doing that, they're acting unlawfully. And, you know, I put on my Facebook page just a little while ago with this thing with Trump and the age 21, I said, if this were Barack Hussein Obama, you know, you guys would be calling for impeachment. And I said, it is an impeachable offense. I said, so he should be held to the same standard. And I know conservatives are going to lose their mind over that because, well, at least we don't have Hillary. No, but you got controlled opposition sitting in the White House. That's what you
That's
got.
Right. That's right. And by the way, they're not conservatives because they're not holding. They're not playing their part. They're not the salt of the world that stops the putrefaction of morality in this country. They're not stopping anything, Tim. They're yesterday's conservatives. I'm sorry. Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. They are a part of the problem. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And that's the problem we're having today.
Well, sure. And part of that, you know, it gets to this mindset. You know, you talk a lot about the football games. I think that's what politics is for a lot of people. It's a sporting event. It's our team is here. That's why I use that. That's why I always use that term.
Yep.
As long as they got my jersey, I can pull for them. Doesn't matter if they were fighting dirty or doing this, that, and the other. I can pull for them because they got my team's jersey on. And I think that's how people look at it. They think it's a game. They don't think it has anything to do with affecting their lives at all.
No, I know. And I, for the life of me, I don't understand why people say, well, I'm not going to get involved in politics. You live politics. What are you talking about? You know, it's interesting, too, if I can take it a step forward, going back to the Florida shooter. It's interesting all these kids coming forward now, and not only just the kids getting scripted questions from the likes of the state-controlled media, CNN and the such, but also this debate that took place where they just rushed to judgment and got the American people and their eyes off the ball without any evidence. They're already in a gun debate, and they don't even know how they got there that fast. But those were scripted questions as well. What is it, America, that you need before you finally figure out that you are being played by ill-designing men? When is it that you are going to figure this out? And, Tim, you're exactly right concerning politics. It's a game. Because even when you look at that, how many times have we seen these individuals getting pulled out for who they are, and because they're someone's favorite politician, they stand up for them, regardless if it's right or wrong, but because they have the right jersey on, they're going to cheer for that team. And therein lies the problem. Then justice goes, and then what happens? Justice dies, and tyrants rise, and that's why we're in trouble.
Yeah, and people won't learn. I mean, you wonder how, you know, the Germans got where they were. You're seeing it.
Exactly.
I mean, we're witnessing it right now. And everybody thinks Nazi is so bad. They say, well, it isn't so bad right now for us. Well, maybe not for us right now. You're right. But once they get what they want in place, especially concerning the guns, remember, in Germany, if they found you with a truncheon, a knife, a gun, they just shot you in the street. They didn't take you to court. That's how serious it was. And anybody who wants to know, you need to read Stephen Holbrook's book, Gun Control and the Third Reich, and see. That's what they did.
Folks, Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media Senior Editor. Thank you for your thoughts, Tim. I totally appreciate it. Thank you for the call. I always love hearing from you. Thank you again. Folks, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Going to be right back on the other side. We're going to take it to the Supreme Court's record. And what are these kids feeding on concerning the school shootings that they would go in school and shoot their friends?
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is craziness, friends. Now, the audio that I played of this alleged student, David Haug, son of former FBI agent, who's just all across the board. He's the new cheerleader. He's the new kid cheerleader that the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media is christening right now. And I am, after I played you the audio during the first hour, we're on hour two now, folks, I am literally going down and I cannot find one person, not one person agreeing with what took place in Florida. There are 417 comments. So America, again, the tactic caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. The media wants you to believe. They do not want you to have an objectionable view of what's going on or an objectionable opinion concerning what took place in that school. That's why you should check it all the more. I can suspect that Twitter and Facebook and YouTube is going to get it. I can suspect there's going to be a class action lawsuit up and coming concerning what they just did here. Across the boards, America, you need to understand, and let me say it again, you need to understand that you are under attack. Your First and Second Amendments are under attack. And keep in mind, you lose your Second, you're not going to have a First. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon you. I also want people to understand, especially for the first-time listeners, that conspiracies are very real. Jeremiah 11:9. Take the time to read it. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. How many times did Jesus say, "Be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. Beware of the cunning of men, the cunning of men, the cunning of men." Man without Christ is the problem, America. And this is exactly what we're dealing with. Folks, I got to tell you, I am overwhelmed. And this is what you need to hear. This is how it works. America, they're scared to death. You're going to figure them out. They're scared to death you're going to pull the curtain back. They're scared to death that you're actually going to call for law enforcement to do their job. Hey, you want to know how these school shootings stop, friends? You take one of these kids that we see on film shooting up a school, or anybody else as far as that goes, and instead of treating them better than the victims when they're incarcerated, and then giving them three squares and then rehabilitating them and then re-educating them and giving them everything and anything that they so desire in prison, why don't we consider the victims? And why don't we do what the Lord told us to do? Read Deuteronomy 19. Read the whole of it, friends. And why don't we do exactly every single thing that he told us to do? Why don't we take these people that want to murder someone with a gun, and why don't we take them and string them up publicly? Because that's what they used to do in this country. Don't you remember the assassination of Abraham Lincoln? They took all the conspirators and they hung them up. Literally, they hung them up. They put them up on the gallows and they hung every one of them up in a public forum. I mean, the fear of the Lord, you deter men from committing the crime. These kids aren't afraid of committing the crime. Do you not see these kids that are doing these school shootings? Do you not see, first of all, what they're feeding on? I'm going to get to that in a moment. But isn't it interesting to note that when they're in court, folks, they're telling the judge to go blank themselves. They're laughing at the judges. They're not afraid of the consequence because there isn't a consequence. Keep in mind, you live in a country where you have been conditioned to show more compassion, a false version of it, and a false version of mercy, more compassion and mercy, a false version, for them that commit the crimes than the victims. There's something wrong with America, and we need to get back to it. And I'll tell you what it is. His name, and he's not an it, forgive me. His name is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therein lies the answer. Until we return, read Acts 20, verse 21. Read Matthew 3:2 until Acts 2:38 as well. Until we return to him, we're going to continuously be turned into a hell that we're going to wish that when we had the time to return to him, we would have when we had the time to do it. It's time to get back to where we belong, America. And isn't it interesting, folks? Schools, government, they attack your Christian heritage more than anybody else. And yet they put their hand on the Bible and swear to God and man that they'll uphold the Constitution against all enemies. It's time to deal with corrupt politicians, friends. Speaking of which, this will be my final words on this in Florida today. But this is a very important update. Because it's getting much uglier in Broward. And it has to be stopped. This is where this alleged school shooting took place. This is a report by D.C. Clawith. And this is what it says. In the case of Fort Lauderdale Airport, five supposedly died. Notice the words that he's using, supposedly died. But in the school shooting, 17 supposedly died. And the reason he's using the word supposedly, friends, is because it's not been confirmed. We haven't seen anything. We haven't seen the carnage. Again, Columbine, it was all there. The films have been released of both Eric and Dylan. And don't forget about the other shooters that were never talked about, friends. And there was no doubt as to what took place there because we've seen the bodies, we've seen the carnage. And I don't mean to be grotesque or rude or unfeeling, friends, but I'm just saying that before they have you in a gun debate, why don't you, first of all, deny the gun debate. Before they actually try to bring you there, why don't you ask for evidence before you just jump the gun and rush to judgment to your own demise? I mean, that would be a good idea. There's already a massive cover-up going on in Broward County. And it looks very much to that of Sandy Hook, he said. The county government of Broward is heavily corrupt and authoritarian. We have our own little, he's from Florida, we have our own little deep state down here, with the top county officials, including the sheriff, having ties with CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, which is a front for Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood, as we all know. The school superintendent, Ronald Runcie, advocates the promotion of Islam and Marxism in public schools and also is more than eager to subjugate the county to tyranny. And the mayor of Broward, where this alleged school shooting took place, Beam Furr, is appointed, not elected. Same with half of the county commission as well as the positions, including the aviation director. They rotate positions of power, and the previous mayor, Barbara Sheriff, is Muslim. And, of course, the MSM and the county officials won't address Nicholas Cruz's ties to CARE, Florida, nor his allegiance to the SS and Antifa. Okay? On the day of the shooting of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, this past Wednesday, it was reported, the Florida State Legislature was supposed to vote on SB 1236, which would allow teachers and staff to be armed in schools. Since this false flag PSYOP occurred, the vote on that bill was killed in the state legislature. Did you hear what I just said? The day that it was supposed to be voted on, this alleged shooting took place, America. SB 1236. The bill would have allowed its pro-gun, would have allowed teachers and staff to be armed in schools. And since this allegedly took place, the vote on that bill was killed in state legislature. How come we don't pay attention to all of these, what you would call coincidences? Those that call it coincidences, those are the unthinking in this country, by the way. The very day they were supposed to pass the bill, SB 1236, this alleged shooting took place. Similar scenario with the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting on that day. The Florida State Legislature was to vote on pro-gun bills, one for the licensed open carry, one for campus carry, and one to end all gun-free zones. To end all gun-free zones. As a result of the airport false flag, the PSYOP, those few pro-gun bills never got voted on and were scrapped entirely. This means when the next false flag, PSYOP, occurs in Broward County, it will be on the day that the Florida State's legislature is to vote on either a single pro-gun bill or a numerous pro-gun bills. He goes on and says, I know for a fact that SB 1236 was going to be scrapped, and of course, numerous gun control rallies and a mass walkout on 314 is in the works, interestingly enough. There needs to be a massive counter-propaganda campaign in Broward County to awaken as many people as possible. Wow. Did anybody know that? Every part of the Parkland shooting is staged, including the deaths of the 17, he wrote. P.S. There was an active shooter drill on, simultaneously going on with blank rounds and with live rounds. There are eyewitness accounts of multiple shooters and even of FBI in SWAT gear shooting kids. As for their kids and staff that got shot and survived, I'm quite certain that the FBI was trying to get rid of witnesses. Don't be surprised if these individuals go away missing, he said. Look to Las Vegas and you'll understand what he said.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so 1-866-582-9933, 94 affiliates in America. You have us at the number one show right now. Would you like to be so bold to give us a call no matter where you're at and weigh in? What are your thoughts as to what's going on here? According to facts, I don't care about your opinion. I'm talking about according to facts. I just want to encourage the people. I got this right in front of me again. Student David Haug on Florida school shooting. Every single one of them. Something is very fishy and unnatural about this Haug guy. This makes me sick. Next one. This is a kid actor. He's reading the script. Watch all of his interviews. Laugh out loud. It's common sense. Of course it is. The next kid says, or adult, this is so fake. Another guy, one right below it, fake. Another one said, I just, he peed his pants, he said. I don't, is that funny or what? The next one right after that, you are reading, kid, and standing in front of a fake green screen. The next one, he's an actor. The next one. Just saw the unedited version of the kid rehearsing on camera, the one I just played for you during the first hour. He said, all the world's a stage. The next guy says, brah, it's obvious his eyes looking low and looking closely behind his ear. You can see them watching him call it out. Another one said, can't stand... Folks, see, what happens when you come together? You shut this stuff down. But it's not enough for you to shut it down. It's enough for you to deal with these people and to prosecute these people that are behind of all of this, friends. The next guy said, My Lord, this is cringy. My skin crawl. How bad is his acting? The next one said he's a terrible crisis actor. Folks, the media is running counter to this by calling all of these people conspiracy theorists. I'm humored by it. But this is how they do what they do. They get people to just be quiet and to simmer down. Just like I said earlier, find out just what any people will quietly submit to. And there you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Well, let's turn this, okay? He also said, Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, the limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. In other words, resist, America. Next one, that's a green screen, though. Next one, he's reading the script. Next one, reading from a teleprompter much. Folks, these are people from all over the world weighing in and giving their opinion. And you know why they're doing that? Because they're sick and tired of the lying media. But they're not sick and tired of the lying media enough to actually lawfully deal with them. The next one says, welcome to Hollywood, David. We already know CNN is bought and paid for. They're controlled, folks. For those that do not know, the media, six corporations worldwide own the media. And it's CIA controlled. Google search Dr. Udo Ufcott, who came out last year and told us that he worked for the CIA and that they were taught to lie to the people. In 1 year later, he's dead. The next person, just going line upon line. Oh, my goodness, this is so fake. Next one, reading a script. Next one, maybe he's not an actor, but he's definitely an attention seeker. He's everywhere, folks. The media's christened this kid. Have you not learned your lesson yet? Oh, my goodness. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Well, let's go back to a shooting that we know verifiably happened. Let's go back to Columbine. Because what I want to talk about real quick is the Supreme Court's record of advocating darkness. Victor Hugo said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness. Folks, for those that did not know, the Supreme Court has been legislating from the bench for the last 50 and 60 years in this country unlawfully and unconstitutionally. Folks, they're calling that which is constitutional now unconstitutional. That's how dumbed down the American people have become. Read Hosea 4:6. The Supreme Court branch has become a treacherous bureaucracy which grows more and more corrupt day by day, robed in black and giving the impression that they are the law unto themselves when in fact they are not. They are to, according to Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, they are to make reference to the law, discover and apply law, not make law, not tear away at law that God gave. It's interesting, they have Moses and the Ten Commandments right above their heads. In June 2011, the Supreme Court struck down a law that would have banned selling violent video games to children, stating the games are protected under free speech. They're protected under free speech to teach kids to kill, to rape, and to steal. Really? Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And here you have these black-robed tyrants, these injustices, saying that it's free speech. I'm going to outline some of these games in just a couple of moments. The court's version of free speech caused the darkness by allowing children to play current games, which teach kids to kill cops, shoot up schools, to kill other students, while being rewarded in hell for their crimes committed, literally. There are also games that teach kids to steal cars, rape women with sound effects, and even shoot John F. Kennedy dead for a chance to win $10,000. This is all factual. The kids, if students are listening to me right now, you're probably laughing. And what you're laughing at, I don't know. You're laughing at your own demise. Read Psalm 9:17 when you get a moment. Because they know exactly what I'm telling you is exactly what's happening. And their parents are buying these games for their kids. Americans wonder why we have such a high crime rate. Oh, just hang on a second. Folks, again, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu, along with John Locke and William Blackstone. Yet in America today, the president's Supreme Court calls it freedom of speech to allow kids to learn how to break the very laws that the court should be enforcing. Again, keep in mind the very purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, not to encourage it like they are today. By the way, P.S., the Satanic Bible says, do what thou wilt, do what you want to do. God said, thou shalt not. God said, thou shalt not, for our own good. Satan, the great deluder, said, go ahead and do what you want to do. You see the Supreme Court injustices, these black-robed tyrants, teaching kids to do what you want to do, and it's freedom of speech. We'll protect you in doing that. Just like we'll sanction murder of the innocent in the womb, and like we'll sanction rearranging and redefining marriage, which is a God-ordained. Supreme Court had no business in marriage whatsoever. And I don't care what they sanction, murdering a baby in the womb will never be right before God. Read Proverbs 6:17, read Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Deuteronomy 10, Romans 13, and use a little common sense. It's a good thing someone stood in the gap for you and obeyed God, right? Here's an example. In 1946, a juvenile delinquent appeared before Judge Rugemeyer from St. Cloud, Minnesota, because the youth had struck and seriously injured another man while driving an automobile. After ordering a background check, he found out that the youth came from a troubled home. The judge opted to suspend the juvenile sentence, provided that he learned and lived by the Ten Commandments and reported regularly to his probation officer. When the youth explained that he didn't know what the Ten Commandments were, the judge then made arrangements for a pastor to teach him about them. That's love, friends. From this experience, Judge Rugemeyer realized that American youth needed to have moral guidance provided by the Ten Commandments. He then began a movement to place monuments displaying the commandments in thousands of courtrooms, schools, and parks across the country. That's why you see Moses in the Ten Commandments literally in every civil building in this country. That's why every state preamble starts out acknowledging where your rights come from. They don't come from the state. They come from God. The state and the employees work for us, America. We receive our rights from God, and we delegate authority to those that represent we, the people. Understand? We don't receive privileges from them. In 1980, the Supreme Court made the following statement in Stone versus Graham. They said that if the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments. They said, through an oligarchy where few rule over many, against 97% of the American people, firstly, against American law that's been established through the Mosaic Institution called common law, they said, this is not a permissible state objective. In other words, you don't have to obey the law. And if you can understand why they would do that, well, why would they do something like that? Because the correctional institutions in this country make $64 billion off of slave labor. They need criminals. See, what the court doesn't want children to obey is the Ten Commandments, which teaches them not to steal, to kill, to dishonor their parents, to lie. The Supreme Court has a lawful obligation to execute judgment upon crime, Isaiah 51. The government agency has failed to do so, so remove them. Article 2, Section 4, U.S. Constitution, and then charge them. Parents who have a moral and natural obligation to be the first line of defense should not allow their children to play violent video games, no matter who said it was okay. If they did so, the court wouldn't even consider such a ridiculous notion. So folks, what you see here is we can teach what we know, but we can only reproduce what we are. And what we have taught the youth is really what the last four generations have acted out in their lifestyle. And sadly, the youth are emulating the older generation's example and advocating crime. Again, Jesus said, wisdom is justified of all of her children, Luke 7:35. This is a truth no man can deny. We'll be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so you're getting the gist of it, okay? I know people like to stand back and say, well, whatever the Supreme Court says. Really, folks, you know, that flies in the face of 78% of you that profess your Christianity. But what it comes down to is exactly what Jesus said. He that saith, I know him and keepeth his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. There's a whole lot of liars in this country that call themselves Christians. No question about it. Letting the Supreme Court commit oligarchies where few rule over many. In acting like they're the final say in what they say. Well, let me tell you what the Word of God says about this. Okay? Because this is a strong word of advice to the judges who are an extension of we the people. They work for we the people according to God's Mosaic institution. And it can be found in Psalm 2, 10 through 12. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings, you presidents. Thank kings, they're presidents. Be instructed, you that serve we the people, you judges of the earth, serve the Lord with fear. And rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, meet him, and agree to his terms, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. But blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Folks, it would do us well, all of us, to submit to the one who holds all power in his hands, like it or not. Like it or not. So, Doom. Going to the games, identifying the games. Doom is a first-person shooter video game developed by ID Software and published by Bethesda Softworks. A Robot of the Doom franchise. It's the fourth title in the main series and the first major installment since Doom 3 in 2004. Going back to the original Doom, players take the role of an unnamed space marine as he battles demonic forces from hell that have been unleashed by the Union Aerospace Corporation on a future set colonized planet Mars. The gameplay returns to a faster pace with more open-ended levels, closer to the first two games than the slower survival horror approach of Doom 3. It also features environmental and traversal character upgrades and the ability to perform executions known as glory kills. Okay? The game also supports an online multiplayer component. But folks, again, listen to it again. It supports, and you get bonuses for glory kills. The single-player campaign graphics and gameplay received considerable acclaim and praise, with reviews crediting the game for recapturing the spirit of classical Doom. And folks, just so that you understand, that's what Eric Harrison, Dylan Klebold were enamored with, influenced with, the game Doom. They even, just think about this, folks, they even came up with a game in 2005 of April called Super Columbine Massacre. It's a role-playing video game created by Danny Ladani and released again in April of 2005. The game recreates the 1999 Columbine High School shootings near Little Colorado. Players assume the roles of gunmen Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold and act out the massacre with flashbacks relating parts of Harris and Klebold's past experience. The game begins on the day of the shooting and follows Harris and Klebold after their suicides to fictional adventures and perdition, destruction. These are games that your kids can buy. I don't know if I don't know about you, but folks, our only means of bringing about justice in this country, I know some people don't like the word, but it really is true, regardless if you're going for residual or recompense or restitution or whatever the case might be, but you have to sue people in a court of law. And the fact of the matter is, if that was one of my kids, I would be all over this game creator, and I'd be all over the Supreme Court for allowing it. I can tell you that right now, without a doubt. Highlighting, folks, oh my gosh, they have another game. These are the games these kids are feeding on, and parents are paying for them. There's another game called JFK Reloaded, a historical simulation. It recreates the John F. Kennedy assassination. Matter of fact, they even have on their website where if you can actually be, well, you have to be the highest scorer, but if you can reenact the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, and you're the best at it and the quickest at it, you can win $10,000. You heard me right. They have another game called Grand Theft Auto. Used to say this one in high schools all the time. I would highlight the games. They would laugh about it, the kids would, because they had it. Grand Theft Auto is an action-adventure video game series created by David Jones and Mike Daly. This game actually highlights shooting cops, killing cops, stealing cars, and having sex with prostitutes, audio included. Why are kids acting out in such a fashion? Well, because it's the parents that are buying these expensive games for their kids to entertain themselves on, because after all, the parents don't want to be bothered with their children. There's another game, for those that did not know, called Pedo Priest. Do I need to go into the details here? Pedo Priest is obviously about pedophile priests committing the act of, well, pedophilia concerning minors. See, so folks, what you have is you have young kids seeing the adults making light of the crimes that are being committed on we the people. And of course, this all changes once it happens to us. But I know that there's a lot of foolish people out there that they just think this is it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a game. It's not for real. You know, have you ever taken the time to listen to actual videos where people have been killed? Do you know how many times I hear People say it was like it was surreal. When the two towers fell, you know that people said it was like surreal? It's like you were watching a movie. Folks, you're calloused. You've been literally dummied down. The Lord said that he's going to judge you according to your thoughts. Just think about that. I mean, people have become so callous now, like for this alleged shooting in Florida. It's interesting when these kids are being interviewed, how they're laughing. Talking about how they said that their teachers were killed. They didn't see them, of course. But they said that they were told that their teachers were killed, and they chuckled about it. And one little girl even says, you know, and one of my teachers, she got shot in the arm, and she's on her way home right now. Just giddy. Just calloused. Folks, I want to tell you this, and you can mark my words on it. You haven't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen nothing yet. That which is taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be taught in government in the next. I've been blowing this horn from this microphone for years and years and years, telling you what's coming. You can mark my words. Mark them. You haven't seen anything yet. You are allowing the federal government, you parents are paying for games for your children that promote the very things that God condemns. And you wonder, you have the audacity to question what's happening to your country. Why is it being turned into hell? Psalm 9:17, it's because you're contributing to it, either through your apathy or your ignorance, one of the two. You can't, going back to the school shootings, you can't drop your kids off, just like Tim said during the second segment. You can't drop your kids off at a public school to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government. Hey, folks, they're shouting out no more guns. They're shouting out no more guns. Oh, how anti-gun dictators of the past would be proud. Well, guess what? That's exactly the same curriculum and the same exact indoctrinations that they're feeding your kids now, of that of Germany, of that of Russia. Yeah, they need a global system, friends. And they're working like crazy to make sure that they can bring it about. And guess who they're working it all through? The people that allow them to do the things that they do. That's who they're working through. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. In other words, don't let anybody ride your back. Stand up. I know that there's many people out there that are hopeless in today's society. I want to tell you something. Where you see hopelessness, I see hope. Because throughout Scripture, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, I see nothing but hope. The church's back is always up against the wall. And every time our back is up against the wall, here comes the Lord again, the Almighty, to do what man cannot do, causing men to know that they're yet mere men and that he's in control because he's the governor of all nations. You can rest assured, friends, where you see hopelessness, gloom and doom, I see hope. But hope is always found in what we do with the truth. And remember this before I shut down for the day. And thank you for listening. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, not what it's willing to talk or to complain for or about. God has always been willing to give the church what it's always been willing to fight for. If you remember right, the Lord told Caleb and Joshua, he said that what your feet tread upon, he said, I will give it to you. And remember, faith without works is dead. One more time, Frederick Douglass, the limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Keep in mind, America, the majority of you out there listening right now are not falling for the propaganda, but it doesn't stop there. It starts when we begin and stops when we bring judgment upon their heads and send the message, no more.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.